A quick burning fire destroyed the home of a longtime KSRO listener and beloved Sonoma County resident on June 7th. We at KSRO, we wanted to reach out, see what we could do to help, and now Billy John Quinto joins us on the KSRO Live Line. Hi, Billy. I'm so, so sorry about your beautiful home.
Yeah, it's just killing me. I have nothing. Everything went up in flames.
I'm so, so sorry. Can you tell us what happened last week?
I was laying on the couch, and I smelled something, and I said, it's nothing. 3 minutes later, I saw some flames, and I tried to go in the kitchen to get a bucket, and I got two small pans and tried to put it out, and the wind was blowing about 50 miles an hour, and the whole house just ignited. It went up in flames.
Have you seen your home since the fire?
Yes, and it kills me to look at it. It was a one-of-a-kind property on 20 acres.
And can you tell us about your home? It was really special.
Oh, yeah. It was a log cabin, and I had all my memorabilia. Everything I owned was in that house. Clothes, money, you name it. And I've got nothing right now. And friends have just reached out to me, and I appreciate everything that they're doing.
Yeah.
But I have to, I just I'm lost.
I know. I can hear that in your voice. I can't imagine what you're going through right now. I'm so sorry. This home where you spent the last 40 years, this was something, did you build that home?
Yes. When I was a football coach at Piner, all the kids whose dad were construction workers, and the kids, they all helped build it. And it was just great. It was a unique piece of property.
Yeah.
Unique house.
Really a lovely spot. I remember driving down Hall many times and seeing it there, and it's just a gorgeous spot. So where are you staying right now?
I'm staying in Windsor.
Okay.
A friend of mine lets me stay at the house, and then I don't know, Michelle. I'm so weak, and I just don't know where I'm going. I'm exhausted, and that's pretty much all I can say about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's understandable. This is a huge shock. Now, your friends, Captains Merlin Kolb and Rick Powers, they set up a GoFundMe account for you with the goal of raising $10,000. I think it's a little over $8,000 right now. We're sharing this on our social media and on our website to help spread the word, especially for anybody who knows you from all of your great outdoors programs, from being the coach at Piner. And we just want to get the word out. How does it feel to know that your friends Merlin and Rick and other people are here and trying to help you out?
Oh, man. I want to help them out, to help me out, and to be around them. Merlin and Rick Powers and his wife, Sophie, have just been brilliant. Sally Browlier, an ex-girlfriend of mine, she's helping out like crazy. She's, it's just unbelievable. But the bottom line is, I've got nothing.
Yeah.
I've got absolutely nothing.
This is so tough. I've talked with you, I don't know how many times, Billy. You have called the station over the years. I started working here back when Brian Hudson was here, and you'd call and we'd chat, and it just breaks my heart for you that you're going through this right now. So I just want to let everybody know how they can help you out. You're a great member of our community, and it really hurts to see you in this position now, and we're going to do everything we can to help you, Billy.
Save a little prayer for me.
We will. We will.
I'm not the type to cry on everything, but anyway, I've known you for years and years and years when I did the outdoor report on KSRO.
Yep. Yep.
And but anyway, I don't know. Jesus criminy.
You'll get through it. We're going to help you. Your community's going to come around you and help you out, Billy. So don't give up. We'll help you.
I just need a place to stay close to Bodega Bay or Sebastopol and DirecTV so I can watch all the old movies.
There you go. There you go. Those will cheer you up. Well, thanks for taking the time. Again, our hearts are broken for you, but we're going to support you. We're not giving up on you, Billy.
Say hello to Stevie Jackson with an X.
I will. I really will. Thanks so much, Billy, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, Mitch.
That is Billy John Quinto, and if you want to help him out, you can find the GoFundMe account that's been set up. We've got it posted at ksro.com.